Now, last week, Carl, you related a pretty horrific tale of the Witchfinder General Matthew Hopkins and of Elizabeth Clarke and the satanic creatures that she supposedly summoned up. And I believe you're sort of sticking with these possibly demonic or at least ghostly creatures with the tale of Black Shack, is that right?
That's right, the devil's dog that haunts East Anglia.
Right, let's hear the tale.
Well, this is an Essex version of a Black Shack story. A young woman was cycling to Tollesbury. It was dark night, but she'd been sent by her parents to fetch the midwife, for her mother was near her time. The baby was due very soon indeed. Now, she didn't mind cycling in the darkness, but there was one portion of the journey that always frightened her. And that was the lane that led up to Gorwell Hall. She always felt there was something strange, something uncanny about it. Her father told her that a man was buried there, a man who had had a stake driven through his heart. And that was always on her mind as she rode up the lane. And on this particular night, knowing she had to hurry, she was pedalling for all she was worth, when she felt a hairy presence rubbing itself against her bike. Well, she redoubled her efforts on the pedals to get away, thinking it might be something to do with the buried man. She just gritted her teeth, pedalled faster, hoping that this hairy presence would not knock her off her bike. And as the moon slipped from behind clouds, and she looked down, she saw, keeping pace with her, rubbing against her legs as they pedalled, a large, unkempt, shaggy black dog. Its eyes glowed like red embers in the fire. Its tongue was hanging out. And it kept pace with her for the whole length of the lane, and then just disappeared. Well, she went to the midwife's house, and the midwife made ready, and this young lady, she cycled back all the time, worried, for she had heard tales of Black Shack, the devil dog, and she thought that this perhaps was the very same. She rode from the midwife's house to Gorwell Lane. Down the lane she rode, and there, on the return journey, there she saw him again, sat in the middle of the road. She edged her way round him as quickly as she could, sped off all the way to her parents' house. She told her parents the midwife was on the way, and she also told them about the black dog that she had seen. She described it in some detail. Well, the baby was delivered, was healthy. Mother and child were doing well. And the next morning, her father, walking through the village, met the gamekeeper, and he recounted the tale of his daughter and the black dog. And he found a sympathetic listener, as the gamekeeper too had seen the devil dog. Often at night, as he wandered, searching for poachers, he had seen a huge black dog. Big as a pony, he said it was.
My goodness me. What can I say? What can I say about that? You're really keeping these ghostly tales going, aren't you?
Well, Essex is full of ghostly tales. In fact, East Anglia is full of ghostly tales. In fact, Black Shack doesn't seem to do as much damage in Essex as he does in Suffolk and Norfolk. The tales from that area of East Anglia are a bit darker, a bit grimmer.
Right, well, I'm glad we live in Essex and not Suffolk then. So what have you got lined up for us next week then, Carl?
Well, it's a story that's called The Glass Knight, and it's another of the dragon stories from Essex. I believe I told the story of the Barbary Serpent some time ago. This is The Glass Knight.
Right, we look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed.